This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Markev program, Joe Markev.
Hey, hey!
Here I go, spirit in the sky.
So what do you think? Anybody that's a listener, that's a faithful listener, call us up and tell us what you think. This was Joe Martek's personal idea, and this was, today was the launch. I just hit the phone. I got Pastor Dave running. I'm worried about him gaining weight anyway, so I keep him running.
This is the aerobic job.
The aerobic hour,
praying
right?
For, actually.
Anyway, I just thought that I'd love that song forever. And I asked Tom a couple weeks ago, or three, whatever, is there a way you could do this for an opener? And he just did a great job mixing it all put together. Anyway, I am Joe Martek. This is the Martek Team Hour, including special guest star, regular guest star, Alan Love Attorney, who's not a member of the team, but he shows up more than most members of the team, so he's a special guest star. We have Vince Rizzino, CPA extraordinaire, meaning he's also a forensic CPA, which means he's recognized by the court system as an expert witness.
Yes.
Also an ex-college professor.
Yes, and a great institution, too.
But not Columbia.
Not Columbia.
I was waiting for him to pick up the slack there, but he just waited for me to just run over it. And we have Mike Powles here, a mortgage broker, who, Mike, I've got to admit that of all the mortgage stuff and all the people in the world that we could have had, you've just done a magnificent job helping people.
No, thank you very much. I do my best.
And educating people on what it takes to get a mortgage today.
That's what we do.
And, you know, a lot of the stuff that we take for granted, because we got in our group, if we add it all up, there's roughly 200 years worth of combined experience. And when you learn a whole bunch of stuff and it's all in there, you at some point start taking it for granted, and that's a shame.
But you make up 100 of those years.
I know.
Most of them are definitely on Joe's side of the table.
This is not a pretty picture, you know, and not even counting Alan. So the whole concept of the group, we started doing these radio shows back in 2004. We know 2004 because when the hurricanes hit Francis and Jean, we were doing shows, so we kind of remember that was pretty momentous occasion.
That's a good benchmark.
Were you here in 2004?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
I moved down here from Philadelphia, who happens to be in the Super Bowl this weekend. in
or are they going to you know I know you're a little biased.
Well, this is a Christian show, and most people don't know this, but Nick Foles, our fill-in quarterback, was ready to retire, and he was going to be a pastor.
No kidding.
That's what he was planning on doing.
And guess what?
And he had a calling. God called him back to the Eagles. And now he's in the Super Bowl. What a great success story.
It is. Yeah. A wonderful story. He ends up with a Super Bowl ring. Won't that be a way to leave?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That would be,
that'd be cool.
Well, the Eagle fans are all hopeful.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I've even got an Eagle shirt.
See it?
Yeah. I had it. When was the last time that they played?
You know? 2005, I think.
I think
in
Jacksonville? Last time I wore it.
Have they ever won a ball?
Not since it was the Super Bowl. I think the last championship they won was pre-Super Bowl 1960.
Oh. Okay.
But I think in 2005, that's when I bought that shirt, and I've worn it once.
Really?
So it's brand new. I've been waiting for this year.
But I would never ask people to pray for the outcome of a Super Bowl. But the Eagles need God on their side. Because they're playing against the Brady.
Well, let me ask you something. If the other side prays that New England wins, then how's God going to sort that out?
I think God flips a coin. you guys are on your own.
You realize I also have memories of 1960 because the Eagles' opponent were the Green Bay Packers.
There you go.
They beat Lombardi.
Yes, the only time that Lombardi lost the championship game. After that, he said to the team, never again. And it was, as he was coach of Green Bay, never again. And, of course, the next year we had the Ice Bowl with Dallas. That was his first championship, where the air temperature when Bart Starr scored the winning touchdown was 13 below, and that didn't include the wind chill.
Can you imagine?
I'm surprised he could even carry the ball with those temperatures.
It was unbelievable.
Must have slipped right out of his hands.
Well, you know, there wasn't much passing, I don't think, going on.
There was quite a bit, yeah.
Was there?
Unbelievable.
Catching our ice ball.
Ice ball, yeah, you know.
1-888-221-8990, 1-888-221-8990. I want to say hi to Carmen. I met Carmen today, and I told her I'd say hi to her. She's now going to be a faithful listener, she promised me.
Oh,
Carmen, I'm putting words in your mouth. Remember
welcome,
this.
Carmen.
Yep. Mm. And my girl Deborah's listening, too, and we're trying to get some feedback on our intro.
Good. Maybe she'll call in and give us her opinion.
Yeah, we get a little bit of feel here. So the number, toll-free from any place, is 1-888-221-8990. Today would be a wonderful show if you asked some questions about our new tax code. What's going to happen?
Absolutely.
I mean, hey, everybody, I was in Walmart a couple weeks ago or last week. I'm in Walmart all the time, and I've got my favorite checkout people, and I always go to the same checkout people in the garden center. And so I said, you know, so what do you think about Trump? And she goes, let me tell you right now, he's got my vote forever.
Really?
She goes, I got $750 in a check and a raise. And if I'd have been here one more year, I would have got $1,000.
Wow.
Well, that's putting it where it belongs, in people's pockets.
Well, that was the intention.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Starbucks. They actually gave bonuses out there and raises to
lots voters. And lots of people.
And they were not big Trump supporters.
No, I don't think at all. I mean, the guy that's the main, he's no longer chairman of the board, but he was definitely not a Trump supporter.
And I don't think that most of the benefits kick in until next month.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, no, isn't that when
the holding tables have been updated for the new tax law.
Mm-hmm.
So employers should have them in their hands by now, or they can go up to the IRS website and get them.
So people should be seeing more in their paycheck.
Yes, they should see more.
Within the next week or two.
Depending on the status.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, right. The average working person
should see a benefit. Absolutely.
1-888-221-8990. So back in '04, Joe Martek, financial advisor, Dan Warren, independent insurance agent. Big word, independent. Independent means he doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the client. And in under Dan's umbrella, he's got roughly 100 companies, and he's only been in business 38 years right here in Port St. Lucie. Just a magnificent person, and his people do a great job for people. And I think almost everybody in this room He saved money for him, which that counts like making money as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. Well, not only that, he saved quite a few deals for me.
Yeah.
Because when we qualify someone for a mortgage, we qualify them with the entire mortgage payment, which includes your homeowner's insurance premium for that month. And if your payment's too high, you're not going to qualify, obviously. So, you know, numerous times I've called Dan and, you know, asked him to come up with some good quotes, and he's saved a couple deals because the premiums were lower.
And besides, he has really nice people there.
I mean, really good staff,
people, yeah. And
especially Barbie.
Barbie, yes.
Yeah, yes. She's my favorite one.
She's very good. She said they've saved us some money personally, so I can use that as a testament. I'm not just blowing smoke.
Well, hey, it definitely saved me money. Of course, they made me promise not to get any more tickets and accidents. And also, little thing, Greg Fasula, attorney, was one of the three originals. And the reason I had to have an attorney, because normally when I talk to a new suspect or prospect, I talk about a will or a trust. And if they don't have such a thing, I feel putting the cart and the horse in a proper order is kind of important. And in fact, Carmen, if you're listening, I talked to Greg Fasula today, and Carmen owns property in, not only in here in the States, but also in Jamaica. And a trust can encompass these things, so that she can avoid probate for not only the properties here, but also there. So
it's very important, Joe, because if you have properties out of state and you don't have them in a trust, they have to be probated. Essentially.
Exactly.
In every one of those locations, that could take months and months.
Oh, is that true for a property out of the country as well?
Well, you see, here's what happens. He can put it in the trust, but when it comes to settling or opening the trust, it would need an attorney probably in Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
But the trust document is a person. It has all the rights and authorities of a person. So the rules should work. Now, I'm not an attorney, so I can't say, but I asked Greg, and he said yes. He was on a cell phone, and I was on a cell phone. But it was called, unless the rules in Jamaica voided trust, which I don't think they do, there's not a reason for this not to be. 1-888-221-8990. And we have another problem. We're going to ask a favor for our listeners today. Our girl Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, one of the hardest working people alive, her husband, relatively young guy, is having major, major, major health problems. He's had at least three strokes plus many strokes. He's got a heart problem. Today, they said maybe only 30% of his heart is working. They don't know exactly what they're going to do, but he's in a good spirits. He's in the hospital, but hey, let's face it, it's taking its toll. Prayers are not a bad thing right now for Lenny Lloyd, Victoria Lloyd's husband. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. I've known him. I've actually known them for since 1982, give or take. That's just a couple weeks. In fact, I was there at their wedding. Wow. It was. It goes.
Yeah,
back.
I've met Lenny. Very, yep. Very nice,
yep.
Man.
Lenny's a good guy.
We pray for him.
So I, you know,
great singer, songwriter.
I wouldn't say
guitar
that.
Player. Oh,
I
yes,
told him,
he is.
I told
he's
him
a
not
great.
To quit his day job. You
well,
know?
I yeah.
He does. Let's put it.
I wouldn't say he's ready to go on tour.
No, I think.
Especially now. But
is it your brother that plays likes to play with him?
Yeah, my brother plays the steel drum.
Yeah, oh, nice. And Lenny plays guitar and sings. Now Lenny can sing and carry a tune, but he's not Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
He's not Steve. No, he's less. Don't quit your day job, Lynn, even if you come out of the hospital and you want to start singing. Sing for fun, which he's good at. And he does. He's a good guitarist.
Oh, yes. Right?
But and he loves, you know, I guess anybody that can sing and can play an instrument loves doing it. You've been trying,
yes,
to play guitar for 40.
No, I gave it up for 40 years and then went back to it,
yep,
the last year and a half. And I have to say, I think I've learned more through the internet than I ever did taking private lessons, but then I didn't take them for a couple of years.
Well, I'd just say 40 years ago, they didn't have an internet.
That's right. I had to take them local at the local music store.
Yeah.
I went down there and sat down with the teacher.
Well, that's the beauty of the internet, because you can learn from the best of the best.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's relatively inexpensive, even the ones that charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're bringing back all my Wisconsin memories, because I went to many concerts an evening with Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Oh, man, yeah.
Les Paul and Mary lived in a suburb of Milwaukee called Waukesha for years and years.
Yeah, there are memories there.
Vince, I have a question for you, and it's about what you were talking about Jamaica just a moment ago. Let's say you have a business that is registered in the United States, either incorporated or something like that. But you also say, let's have a lot of income, say, from Jamaica. How do the taxes work on that? Does the incorporation of the business determine that you've got to pay taxes on all of the income, or just the income that would be earned in the United States from your business?
Well, normally it would be worldwide income, which then you get credit for taxes paid as foreign tax credits, to credit the taxes you pay to the foreign entities. But there's also, and that's why you had all this issue with the federal government about all these companies that actually kept their money offshore because they didn't have any dividends coming back. So they paid tax on the income, but not on the dividends. So they kept all their money over there. And they did through intercompany transactions, they could reduce the U.S. profits. So they basically, all the profits remain untaxed on the offshore entity. And that's what President Trump's trying to get them to take all this money back in at a reduced tax rate so that the money could come back to be invested here in the U.S. So yeah, there is taxation, but there are ways around it, depending on how good your tax accountant is.
Well, there's all these different, quote, tax havens.
Yes.
Isle of Man, Bahamas, Caymans, I mean, on and on and on it goes. But a lot of that now is what Trump was trying to do with this new tax thing, is to get people to say, hey, it's worth bringing the money back into the country.
Yeah, I think Apple's bringing over $300 billion back.
Yeah. And they give them, I think, 12%, I think, is what they're taxing it at.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, look at...
So but that's 12% of $300 billion versus 100% of zero.
Of zero, right, right.
Well, that was the logic. I mean, they give them a low enough rate to encourage them to do it, and then hopefully when the money gets here, then they'll have to do something with it in the U.S.
Well, Apple said they're going to hire 20,000 new employees.
Who is? Yeah. Which company?
Apple.
Yeah, I heard that. Fiat's bringing back a production facility in Detroit.
There's
a lot of good stuff going on.
Alabama's bringing in new factories. I mean, the whole thing. Listen, we all want our government to succeed. We all want our country to have lower taxes. We all want to have more money coming in our pocket. The whole concept, we all hope and pray that it works. Anyway,
it's working already.
Stay with Lenny Lloyd for a minute, and anybody that can, please, please, please pray for this man. He's in pretty good spirits, but any second, you know, this is a very serious, serious, serious thing. So it would be a good thing to share some prayers.
Absolutely.
1-888-221-8990. And speaking of the mortgage business, I hear interest rates are going up a little.
Yeah, we had quite a few increases over the last couple of weeks.
So, I mean, like, I love this. Quite a few increases. Now we're all the way up to 4.5%, right?
Yeah, the national average is 4.5%, which is still a fabulous rate.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. So it got down to an unbelievably ridiculously low in the high twos or low threes at a moment. And then those were... It's hard to imagine that ever happened, but I know back when my days in real estate prior to 1990, and I remember Victoria and I saying, you know, we were paying when interest rates were 14, 15, 16%, said, boy, if it ever gets back to 10% again, we're going to be just in hog heaven.
I remember cleaning out some things at the house, and we came across my parents' old mortgage and note, and at that time, the rates were about 8 or 9%, and I think that note was written at maybe 4%, and I said, oh, we'll never see those rates. And like for the last 8 years, we've seen that.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable.
So it's been a good run.
My dad, when he came back after the war, World War II, he got like a 4.5% mortgage. They were offering that to GIs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. right.
Mm-hmm. We always thought the same thing. We'll never see rates like that again. We were paying 8.5%, 9% back in the 70s, and they went up as high as
14%.
14, 15, 16,
A little bit of a surprise today. A lot of the pundits were saying that the Fed was going to raise interest rates again.
Yeah, they didn't raise today.
Well, that was Janet Yellen's last hurrah. They were thinking she might go out with a bang, but it's not her decision solely. All the Fed presidents have to vote for that.
Right, right. Well, there might have been some muscle pulling. Mm-hmm. You never know. But the bottom line was, We expect this year, 2018, to have 3 or 4 increases, which would be 0.75% or 1%.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily correlate to mortgage rates.
Right.
I mean, because that's the interest rate that banks can borrow from the federal government overnight, and that's a long cry from a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage.
Right, right.
So all of last year, we had three rate increases last year. It really didn't affect mortgage rates at all.
Well, the more pegged to like the 10-year bond.
Yeah, the 10-year T-bill is the benchmark. So we've seen that increase from 4.2 about a month ago. Now it's about 4.7. So that correlates to about a half a percent rate.
The 10-year T-bill, they said, is up pretty high.
4.7.
Yeah.
Yep.
1-888-221-8990. I'm sorry,
2.7.
Yeah, I'm just going to say. That's the T-bill rate, and they've got to come over the top of that to make a profit.
So. Yeah, 2.7. So we're, typically if you look at the 10-year T-bill, you add about 1.5% on that, and that's roughly where the mortgage rates hover.
There you go. So we got Mike Paulus, mortgage broker here. Anybody got questions about mortgages qualifying? You realize, folks, there are loans available and have been for a long, long time with no money down. I mean, zip, not a penny. And you have to qualify, and they have to be in certain areas, but Mike could tell you about that. I think FHA is still 3.5%
down. Yeah, 3.5% down. And, you know, FHA has a very interesting program because we keep hearing that there's a lack of inventory out there in the real estate market. And, people obviously are choosy about the house they want to live in. But FHA has a program. We can do a renovation loan, 3.5% down. But that's based on the acquisition cost plus the improvements. So if you buy a house for $150,000, you want to put, say, $30,000 worth of improvements, you do 3.5% of the $180,000. And we can finance in those improvements.
See, here's a question on a reverse mortgage. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I had a 75-year-old person, and they want to go out and buy a house with a reverse mortgage.
Mm-hmm. You can do that.
And let's say the house costs $200,000. Let's just pick a number. How much cash would they have to put into it?
Yeah, they tweaked the numbers on that a little bit, but roughly about 50%.
So if it was 200, they'd have to come up with 100,000 cash.
Mm-hmm. Then we would give them a reverse
mortgage.
Loan
comes 100,
right?
And they'd never have to make a payment.
You never have to make a principal and interest payment. Now, you still have to pay your taxes and insurance, and right. If there's any HOA fees on that house, you would have to do that. But you'd have to pay that whether you paid cash or you got a forward mortgage.
Now, that a reverse mortgage can't build a house with it.
You cannot build.
You have to have an existing house.
Correct.
So you could get a short-term loan to build a house,
mm-hmm.
take it out with a reverse mortgage.
Sure.
As long as
and we, yeah, and we have short-term construction loans for that purposes too.
Yeah. I'm just saying there's a couple of wrinkles out there.
That's good.
Well, mm-hmm. What happens is let's take an old person like me. Let's say he doesn't have a job, but he's got $500,000 stash in the bank, and he's living on Social Security and investment income. Well, he may not qualify for a mortgage because he doesn't have enough income.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, if he put $100,000 cash into it and never has to make a payment, he can pay just his taxes and insurance based on his Social Security and investment income.
Correct. You know, I had a similar situation when actually I've done this deal with Victoria. I had a gentleman who was living down in Miami, and he and his spouse were living on Social Security income. The spouse passed away, so then half of the income went away. Couldn't afford the mortgage anymore, had to declare bankruptcy, lost the house, but his pension or retirement monies were protected in the bankruptcy. So he had some money to work with to buy a new house, and he thought he'd have to come up here and rent. And we did a reverse mortgage. So he only had about $50,000, so he thought he would either have to buy a $50,000 house. What are you going to find in that price range?
Yeah, almost nothing.
Yeah. Right. So, or you can do a reverse mortgage. He bought a $100,000 house, put $50,000 down.
Now he has no payment, but he's got a nicer house.
Well, oddly enough, he did want to make a payment, but he didn't qualify for a standard mortgage because his credit was too damaged. Now, on a reverse mortgage, we don't really overly care about credit too much because there's no payment to be made.
Right.
So so he decided that he wanted to take the reverse mortgage and pay it like a forward mortgage, and you can do that. It's a very versatile mortgage. You can make payments on it, and it's a line of credit. So it's like a home equity line of credit. So if you decide that you want to pay that loan down, you pay it down, and then you can use it in the future again.
So that line of credit lasts as long as you're living in the house.
Correct.
Yeah. Hey, there's some flexibility
there. I was going to say, yeah, that is flexible, but you wonder, if you're going to have a reverse, whether you'd want to put the cash back in to pay it down. So mm-hmm. ideally, that thing would be paid off when you die from the proceeds of the sale.
Yeah, well, there is one benefit of paying it down. So what happens is on the reverse mortgage, on the unused portion of your line of credit, that unused portion grows by 4% a year. So if you have, say, an unused portion of $100,000, well, next year it's going to be $104,000. So it's kind of like getting a 4% return on your money.
Kind of neat. If it grows your principal and you're not making a payment on it.
But if you use...
Yeah, I realize, but why prepay it then? Why not just let it continue to grow?
Well, no, if it's... Let's say...
Could you cash it out for the 104 then? Yeah, you could.
Yeah, at that point.
Because that's like putting 4% interest a year. So if you did it for 3 years, you'd have $12,000, give or take.
I did a reverse mortgage for a lady, and it was around $100,000 line. And she didn't really need extra money to survive, but she wanted like about $3,000 or $4,000 a year to go up and see the grandkids. So that's what she used it for. That appreciation at 4%, she just used that. She always had the $100,000 available. Wow. She just used $4,000 a year to do her trips every year.
So she's taking more money out.
She's
right?
just taking what she's taking the growth.
Yeah, I thought you were talking the other way around. If you wanted to prepay it, you could. In other words, you can make payments.
Which you can.
My thing is, why would you?
No.
Well,
it
if you
defeats the purpose a little bit.
Well, right? If you want to get that 4% growth, because the 4% growth is only on the unused portion of the line of credit.
Ah, okay.
Unused portion.
It's only on the unused portion.
Correct.
That's where I was losing.
Yeah.
Okay.
1-888-221-8990. I guess nobody's listening to us today because nobody called up and say if they liked our intro song,
yeah,
Spirit in the Sky.
Nobody,
they're still caught up in the song.
I mean, you know.
They're still
they're saying, is that really Team Marte?
I like it a lot.
That was cool.
I think Tom did a great job in how he edited the intro.
He did.
Yes, and, he did.
I think that was beautiful. Wait till my compliance people hear it. Let's see what they have to say.
They can't have a problem with it because the content is the same.
Well, all the announcers there. We're not doing anything. The thing that's there.
Right.
I think if I get the guys dancing at the home office in California, you know, that might upset the boss.
Well, yeah. They tend to be wrapped a little too tight.
You
know?
I love it.
Well, you know, you're just talking small change here. It's been revealed who the owner of the $300 million French chateau near Versailles is. It's 54,000 square feet, and the owner is Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salam.
That's the guy in jail right now.
No,
no,
I don't believe so.
I thought he was
bin Salam.
But anyway, can you imagine a $300 million mansion?
Well, it's kind of like an apartment building.
Big well, if it's in apartment. The neighborhood of Versailles, it's a pretty high-end neighborhood.
Yeah,
you know, 300 yeah. million is probably right.
Well, when your neighbor's the king of France.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's only about a third of the story. He also owns a $450 million Leonardo da Vinci painting and a $500 million yacht.
I think that is the guy in jail. The Saudis, it's been big, and they haven't been really big on the names because most Americans don't care, but they've been known to have a little bit of corruption going on. So now the king is saying, I'm going to clean this up, and he's throwing some of these high-lower royalty into, let's call it a jail, but it's kind of a palace jail.
A palace
jail. Where they're kept.
I think they're staying at the Ritz.
Yeah, yeah. It was
oh, really,
it, really yeah.
They put, punishment.
Yes,
they put a barbed wire up around the Ritz, but gave him the whole Ritz.
I think they just released
a cracker.
They released one of the princes just the other day.
Did they? Yeah. The names all sound the same to me, and because it's just names that we're not used to every day. But it's called. There's a couple dollars in oil. I understand. Huh?
I guess so, and oil had its biggest gain in years. It was up 7% in the month of January.
So we got a caller here, folks. Let's
take the call.
Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Joe Martek. This is Deborah. I loved your song.
Well, yeah, but finally we got somebody to call us and say they loved our song. Did I tell you this was going to happen?
Yes, you did.
Well, I'm sorry.
Very good choice.
I thought I was going to surprise you, but thank you so much, and I appreciate that.
All right, you guys have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too, Deborah.
Yeah. Well, good. We have one person listening. That's a good thing.
I think more
she
people.
She was related in a way, Joe. So.
Well, I also told her she better listen. So it helps, you know, when you. But it was, hey, this way she can't deny. I can't say, did you listen? She said, oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, did you hear the song? Oh, sure. What song was that again? Anyway, so you like my choice of songs there, Mike?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Actually, it's one of my Pandora songs that I have on my phone.
Norman Greenbaum. And I told you the story behind Norman Greenbaum?
No, I don't know much about.
He was a good Jewish boy, not a Christian.
He was a one-hit wonder.
And they said, why did you write a song about Christianity? And he says, because Jewish songs won't sell. hey, fine with me. I don't care. You know, I think he did a great job. Now, he may have taken credit for writing it. I don't know if he did all the lyrics himself, but or the music. Makes no difference. We like the song.
It's a great song.
It does a good job. 1-888-221-8990. We've got Vince Rizzino, CPA, here. Anybody's got tax questions or anything? These should be concerns now.
It's that season.
We've got a retired prosecuting attorney sitting here. He hasn't fallen asleep yet, but he's...
What I'm looking at, we're getting some very interesting information out of Wall Street at the moment. A number of big companies are reporting their earnings after the close today.
Big earnings?
I'm looking at Facebook, and they had a beat on earnings, but the stock is down about 4.5% in aftermarket
trading. They've got some issues going on right now. And that and Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They do indeed. Also, two beats that were just reported. Microsoft beat earnings and AT&T beat earnings.
Wow, that's good. Well, we know Boeing beat earnings. That was announced earlier today. They earned only $1 billion more than they were expected to. Little minor thing. You've heard the million, billion, trillion story, right, Mike? Only 10 times?
what's the difference between a billion and a trillion? Just a T.
Just a T. I got to tell the story because we just threw that number around, and because nobody's calling us because nobody loves us today, I thought I might as well tell this story. Most of us, when we hear million, billion, we don't pay too much attention because our checkbooks are missing a few of those zeros.
Oh, quite a bit.
So this is perspective. It's trivia, but it's perspective. And that is this. If you take $1 every second and throw it in the fireplace, it would take you 12 days to burn up $1 million. $1 a second for 12 days, and you burn up $1 million. Now, if you want to burn up $1 billion at $1 a second, it only takes 32 years. So there's a tiny difference between $1 million and $1 billion. Coincidentally, our government is only $20 trillion in debt.
$20 trillion.
So now we have 12 days, 32 years. A trillion seconds is 32,000 years.
Wow.
I mean, I know you've got longevity in your family, Dave, but I don't think
nobody's going to last that long. Yeah.
Can you imagine? Now multiply that times 20. I don't think that we have enough zeros on this table's not long enough.
Pastor, we're all going to last for eternity.
Exactly right, which is no time.
I could see it.
I can see
God saying, okay, fine, you guys got to chip in every year for the rest of your life and rest of your eternity to pay this debt in America.
That's right.
Somehow I don't think that's what heaven is all about.
I don't think
absolutely a very different thing. But while we're here on earth, if someone's throwing money in the fire, I'd rather they throw it in my direction.
And your fire, right?
My fire, yeah.
1-888-221-8990. Vince Rizzino, CPA. Mike Paulus, mortgage broker. Joe Martek, financial advisor. And
did you see the State of the Union?
Well, I fell asleep.
What?
I did.
I heard infrastructure spending at over a trillion and a half.
200 years is on that side of the table.
if I sleep, I get to live longer.
I'm sorry. $1.5 trillion in infrastructure spending. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, I heard that.
Rip Van Winkle.
And that's with a T.
That's with a T. Is it really with a T?
I'm just wondering how quickly that's going to happen.
Remember the shovel ready under Obama?
Yeah, it's shovel ready.
We didn't move one shovel?
It was buried.
Yeah, and that money got kind of misplaced. It wasn't appropriated at all.
I'm wondering how we're going to pay for that with a tax cut that we just had.
Well, I understand they're going to start changing that rule for mortgage people. They're going to have to go into 80% tax.
And we're going to pay. They're looking at the wrong people.
You know, the economists don't look at it that way. You see, they're looking at, or the CBO, whichever one you like. You know, we're going to generate returns on all the money that's being spent. And
more money is going to come in the door, in theory.
Into the coffers, into the federal coffers over the next 10 years.
Well, you know what's going to happen? One more year from now, there will be some pretty good accounting to say how well did it work. It's not going to be full-blown, but it will account. They're going to have a hard time accounting week by week and month by month, but a year they should be able to have an idea.
Yeah.
There's
a car alert to that.
We'll take another caller. It's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi. My name is Angie. How are you today?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for calling. Did you hear our intro when we started the show?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
Did you hear the intro when we started the show?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, make sure you listen to the end of it, because we're going to do it again. And we're very proud of ourselves for I'm very proud of myself for coming up with this, and for Pastor Tom editing it and putting it together. But now, forgive me. Go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, it's a retirement question. I wanted to, I called, and I wanted to have some money. You know, my money's in my retirement plan allocated, you know, towards different investments
right.
from the way that it is set up right now. Well, she asked me, well, do you want it coming in the same way that you want to allocate it and going out the same way? So my thing is, okay, what do you mean by that?
That's a fair question.
I was a little bit confused with that one because I've never heard of it. So could you explain it just a little bit?
So what did he say? Did he explain it to you?
No, he didn't.
Okay, let me give you... You're talking a 401k at work, am I right?
It's an FRS plan retirement.
Okay, so it's 403b. Anyway, it's a retirement plan. And what they do, they take money out of your check and then they match it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so X number of dollars goes into your account every payday. And there are allocations, places the money will go to be invested. Is that right? Is that the way? Okay, now... In that plan, there are probably 10 or 15 different choices that you can make to put money into the plan. So maybe he was saying, okay, you're going to pick a choice right now. Let's say it was plan A or plan B or plan C. Just pick one. And do you want new money each time it comes out of your paycheck to go into the same plan? Now, most people would say yes if he phrased that where you could understand it. Which particular plan you went into. Now, do you understand what the plans are?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know which plan you picked?
Well, I don't have it written down right in front of me, but yes, I do. I know the plans that I picked.
Okay, good. So here's what you want to do is, next time you call in, and we're on every Wednesday, call back in and tell me which plans you picked or what your choices are. Have them all out in front of you, and I'll explain each one of the plans to you. And it'll also help other people who have similar plans and give you some education on investment options, okay?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that
sounds good.
And that's a really, really good thing that you're doing, and you'll help a lot of people with that and yourself. So, hey, we appreciate that call.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I really appreciate it.
But you have one obligation now. Are you at work today or no?
No, I just left, actually.
Okay, so you couldn't listen to us at 4 o'clock when the show first came in because you were probably working, right?
Yes.
Okay, but you can now listen to us at 5 o'clock when the show's over, right?
Oh, my God. It'll be over at 5.
Well, you have to wait 20 more minutes and keep listening to us. I want you to hear at the end of the show. Then call me back next week and tell me what you think about it.
Okay, I sure will.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.
Now, Joe, I have a question for you. Do we have to pay royalties for using that service?
Of course.
I wasn't
going to
ask that question, but I was thinking it.
Well, hey, you know, I'm very proud of myself for coming up with this thing. This is fun. This is the first fun thing we've done in years with to change the shows. We've never done a thing, and this has been since 2004 to come up with that. I'm thinking about doing it up at PSL, too. You know,
you should.
Why not?
Well, because it's
no, music. You know, they can't
it's
do
music.
It because they're a profit place now rather than a nonprofit. Oh, yeah. So now you got a royalty thing.
Royalty thing. Yep.
1-888-221-8990. Now, you know, that young lady asked a really, really good question that she doesn't realize, because I look at 401ks for people all the time. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the 401ks are age-balanced. Age-balanced. Have you seen those, Mike?
No, well, you know, I really don't. I have a 401k. Well, I have the 401k that we set up last year, of course.
But you control your own and your thing. But let's say you go through one of these big 401k companies. They come up and say, okay, you're 45 years old, so we're going to put you into 65% stocks, 35% bonds.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're 60, we're going to put you 50-50 or 60% bonds, 40% stocks.
Well, would bonds be a good thing to be in right now?
Well, and guess what happens? When I look at these people and I'll say, hey, look it. And then I have to go through the bond story. So if that young lady is still listening, we might as well talk about the bond story for a minute. And this is a pretty simple example. Now, very often, when people do these mixes, they go 50-50, 50% tax, 50% bonds, or 60-40. And the older you get, the old theory was you should be less and less in stock and higher in bonds, because that was safer, more conservative. Mm-hmm. That's the old theory. Little minor thing comes in effect, which is called interest rates. So let me give you a pure example. Mike Paulus, mortgage broker, and Joe Martek, we go out and buy one bond for $1,000. Now, a bond is not a savings bond. It's a corporate bond. It can be a municipal bond, but it's not what you call most of us that our grandparents used to get at the bank. These are with companies, with corporations. They basically issue these bonds, and they pay us an interest rate. And let's say the interest rate is 5%. And Mike and I own $500 a piece. We're going to get 5% a year on our $1,000. And a year goes by, and Mike says, Joe, I don't like you anymore. I don't want you as a partner anymore.
I would never say such a thing.
Okay, so Vince, I give you a deal.
I'm more like him.
More like him. So Vince is now my partner because Mike won't leave. So Vince says, Joe, I don't like you anymore, and I want a new partner. And I go to Alan, and I say, Alan, Vince doesn't want me as a partner anymore. Buy my half a bond for $500. And Alan says, what's the interest rate? Right, Alan?
That's what I say, and I also say, Vince, you're smart to get rid of it.
So Alan says, what's the interest rate? And I say 5%. And then Alan says, let me do some research. And the next day he calls up and he says, Joe, I can't buy your bond for $500. And I say, Alan, why not? He says, because new bonds are paying 6%. So why should I go and get a 5% bond when I can go to anybody and get a 6% bond? And I say, So I said, well, what would make you take my 5% bond? He says, well, you have to discount it to get me a 6% yield for the term of the bond, which could be another 5 or 10 years. So
explain yield, Joe.
Well, yield is the annual percentage rate and how much money it generates.
So how much is of your investment you're getting as a return?
No, the interest yield? Rate.
Yeah.
So
well,
if I put,
in other words, if it's 450, let's say, the number.
If it's $4,
$4.50 of the $500, you paid $4.50, right? Or you got $4.50 for it. What happens to the so you're getting 5% on the bond.
Getting 5% on $500.
He wants 6% though.
Get 5% on $500.
Right, but now
how does the yield get calculated, Jim?
All right,
that's my question.
Why don't we make it real simple? Say you got a $1,000 bond.
Right.
And you have to get rid of it. You're looking for a buyer.
What's the same thing? Vince is getting rid of me.
But now, yields have gone from 5% to 10%. And I'm willing to buy your bond, but I'm not willing to buy it at $1,000. I'm willing to buy it at $500 because I want that 10%
yield.
Right.
Hang on with that thought. We'll do that again. That's good. Caller is Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
That's right.
Yes, Master Joe, good evening. My name is Pearline Johnson. I'm calling from Port St. Lucie.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm wheelchair bound now. 2 years ago, I have an accident. I fell and I broke my foot and my whole body. Anyway, let me cut short. I do a reverse mortgage in 2003, something like that. You think I'll be able to do it again?
If you did it in 2003?
Yes.
And you remember what your house, how big a mortgage you got back then?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
To tell you the truth, I don't.
Do you think the house might be worth more now than it was in 2003?
I don't know, sir, to tell you the truth. I'm 87 years old, and my health failing me. So I really don't remember.
Well, here comes the $64,000 question. Do you have a pencil handy?
Yes, I think so.
What I want you to do, I'm going to write down a phone number, and it's Mike Paulus, who's here, and he can talk to you tomorrow and try to counsel you.
Yes.
So that if you can get a new reverse mortgage, which Mike, she could.
Yes,
if
you
the
can
house
refinance.
Has gone up in value.
Sure.
She can get a new one and get some more cash, and that's what you want to do, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you ready with his phone number? You'll give it to you, and you can write it down?
Yes, sir.
I'll give it to you. It's 772.
772.
285.
285.
0315.
0315.
Now, what you do is call Mike tomorrow and...
his name is Mike?
Yep, mm-hmm. Mike Paulus. And you call, just say Mike and that's fine. And he'll counsel you and see if he can make that work for you.
One quick question for you.
We are in Palm City.
Yes. Where is your property located? Which county?
In Lucy, Port St. Lucie.
Very good, because we have a great realtor up there that can give us a rough idea what your property's worth, too.
And that won't cost you anything.
No.
So she can come up and take a look at your house and give Mike an idea of what it's worth, because... the reverse mortgage is based on an appraisal, so they have to find out what it's worth and then how much money you can get. Wow. At 87, Mike, 87, what percentage can she get on a reverse mortgage?
Well, it's all calculated on life annuity tables, but this is one good thing in life where the older you are, the better.
You hear that?
So, we're going to give you a higher percentage of the value of your house because... based on your age. You have to be at least 62 to qualify for a reverse mortgage, but at 62, we're probably only going to lend you about 45% of the value of your house. At 87, that could be as high as 70. I'd have to plug in the numbers to give you the exact percentage that we can do.
And if she got it back in 04, and now that's 13 years ago,
mm-hmm.
or 14, her age has gone up, so her percentage would go up automatically.
Yeah, and hopefully the value of the house has gone up considerably, too. And you know what will be helpful? When you call, if you can have your mortgage statement, because most reverse mortgage companies send you a statement every month, if you can have that when you call me, that would help us out a lot.
Okay, sir. I think it's hard to have it now.
Very good. When we chat tomorrow, then we can, that balance will be on that statement. So that'll give me an idea if we can help you or not.
Okay, Mr. Mike. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for calling, caller.
Yes.
Well, you know, and that's the reason I wanted to have your number go out, Mike, even though I know we've got her number. Other people might have the same question she has.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions about reverse mortgages because there's a lot of, you know, misinformation and misunderstanding about reverse mortgages. A lot of people still think that they have to sign their house over to the bank,
yep.
And that's not true at all. It's really no different than a forward mortgage. When we give you a forward mortgage, you sign a mortgage. It uses the property as security against the note. It's the same thing with the reverse mortgage.
So the whole concept, and now this reminds me of a lady years ago that I didn't do the reverse mortgage, but another person before we knew Mike, this is 10, 15 years ago, was a lady in Fort Pierce, and she was 80, and she had lived in this house for years and years and years. It was paid for, and she never had central air conditioning. She had no air conditioning.
I couldn't even imagine
that. She didn't even have a window unit, and She got the reverse mortgage, and her whole thing she wanted was to put in a central air system, and it was more than enough money to put in a central air system. And the look on her face when she had central air was priceless, because all of a sudden it was just all these years of being miserable. You know, in Florida, when we don't have a breath of air and it's 95 degrees, I mean, this is tough.
Yeah. You know, I've just seen reverse mortgages change people's lives. Just really changes people's lives.
Yep.
It's not for everybody, and I'll be the first one to, you know, explain the ups and the downs and positives and the negatives about it. So it's not for everybody, but for most people, it is truly a godsend.
Well, I just was saying, you can buy a house with it. You can take money out of a house that's paid for, or you can actually have enough money to pay off your loan so you don't have to make a payment.
Mm-hmm.
I had another client of mine. They lived across the street from each other. Both were widower. She had plenty of money. He did not. He had his house paid for, though. They'd go out to dinner, and because he couldn't afford, she ended up paying quite often. It just embarrassed him to death. He was old school, and the man's supposed to pay and hold the door and do the things you're supposed to. He got a reverse mortgage, and honestly, he used that money to do nothing but pay for their fun. Every dime of it went for their fun, so he didn't have to use her money. And she was more than willing to pay, but it's a male thing.
Out of pride.
It was out of pride.
And the beauty of it is you're using the equity in your house, but, I mean, the equity isn't doing anything in your house.
And it's tax-free.
Yeah, it's tax-free. If you take money out, it's non-taxable because it's considered proceeds from a loan.
Wonderful program. I didn't ask if she heard the beginning of the show, though.
Anyway. You think he's trolling?
Yeah, so far we've had one person, and that's he's the one I paid to listen. 1-888-221-8990 And we were leading back into bonds. Basically, if interest rates go up, the value of your bond goes down because the interest rate stays the same as when you got it.
I have a question for you, Joe. Has any of these rate increases affected the values of these exchange-traded debt programs?
Yes, they have. Lately, in the last couple of weeks, and it was interesting. They didn't all the way through, but perception now with T-bills going up, evidently that's affecting almost everything that is interest-sensitive. It's not as adverse as some instruments, but they have. It's a phenomenon that for the life of me to understand all of these things is almost impossible.
Well, even with the Fed raising interest rates, I mean, how long will that take to trickle down to the banks to start giving a decent return on savings?
And they haven't.
I believe we have a call.
Well, we don't have a call. Patty Kay called.
Who called?
Patty Kay.
Patty Kay, good.
Patty Kay. And she just wanted to say how awesome you guys are. Just the way you reach out to people, help them. She was just so impressed. She wanted.
Did she hear the beginning of the show?
He's trolling.
I didn't. But I bet she will.
Patty, listen to the end of the show because this is going to be a repeat. We got 5 minutes to go. Don't hang up yet.
And that gives me a chance to educate our audience. If you don't know, if you missed the beginning of the show, it is going to be on WCNO's website for you to go here anytime you want to.
That's right.
Do is go to WCNO.com and you go to the archive section under program guide and you look on Wednesday's schedule for Joe Martek at 4 o'clock, Team Martek. You click that and then you can hear the theme over and over and over and over again.
Well, you see, it's good for Alan because he's pretty old and his memory's almost gone. He needs to hear it over and over again so he can remember it. 1-888-221-8990. If you don't want to talk to us on the radio, which obviously you don't or you'd be calling, you can call the show radio station anytime. Pastor Dave, Pastor Tom, Karen, whoever answers the phone will take your name and number and have us call you back or whichever way you prefer. We're here to help. We're here to help anybody answer questions. When I was talking about the 401k, this is a common thing. A lot of times people, when they leave a company, they can roll their 401k out of there with no tax, with no penalties, and move it into their own account. And there's all kinds of different ways to go. Today, I'm leaning heavily on insured investments that protect us, because when people are making 25 and 30% a year, which we did last year and are still doing extremely well, people get scared to think, Joe, how do I know that money is still going to be there? Because what if the market crashes, which is another problem.
Mm-hmm.
So very often we have insured investments there to protect it. So information to teach people on how they can do to learn more and more. And
we were concerned when the Dow hit to 20,000.
Can you imagine? Well, you know, 3 years ago when I was talking to people, we were all scared the market was full, because under the existing circumstances, we were really worried that the economy wasn't going to start flourishing and that unemployment was going to stay high and we were going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then all of a sudden, the complexion has changed a bit in the last year. And now most people think we probably have another year or so of a good market continuing, maybe not as hot as last year, but a good market. But eventually, something called inflation, which will increase interest rates, which could create another recession, which historically has, may rear its ugly head. How far down the road that is, we don't know yet. But, you know, almost never does everything keep going up or keep going down. It's a roller coaster, and the government has never been able to figure out how to have a level stream. They've always had the roller coaster. And Vince, you and I, Mike, we've all lived through quite a few of these roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
None of them are pretty.
But I don't think anybody predicted the Dow at this level. This soon, anyway.
Yeah, this soon especially. Mm-hmm. But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's called the old rules of price to earnings ratio. They've been expanded from 10 to 20. You know, the numbers almost double where they think now that's a fair market. Rather than using a PE ratio of 10, they're using now one of 20.
Well, I'm not a technician, Joe, but do the fundamentals support the Dow?
Well, that's what they're saying. The PE ratio is the fundamentals, and usually a ratio of 1 to 10 is considered a good value. 1 to 20 is considered the stocks might be overpriced. But Right. Now they're saying if the companies keep growing and the market works 6 months to a year in advance, maybe that 20 is not that ambitious a number. So it's a good question.
Yeah.
The key is this. That's why I lean on an insured investment to say, hey, let's protect it the best we can. 1-888-221-8990. 1-888-221-8990. Toll free from any place. You can call the radio station anytime, and in 30 seconds or so, you're going to hear our post-game show. Is that fair to say? Are you going to start that thing here?
I'm going to start it in 14 seconds.
14? Oh, right. I didn't know you had a 15-second card.
Well, I don't, but I'm giving you an extra 15 seconds.
I'm so happy. Hey, listen, everybody, thank you so much for the calls, and please listen and call back in with your thoughts next week. We'll see you then. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Team MarTech program. The Team MarTech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF MarTech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Paulus with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team MarTech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team MarTech is available at 772-678-7725.
is no other love. There is no other love like you, oh Lord. No other brother, no other sister like you. There is no other friend. There